Mukundamala Stotra, verse 29. Ananda Vaikuntha Mukunda Krishna Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Vaktum Samarthopi Navakti Kaschit Aho Jananam Vyasanabhimukhyam. Kulashekhar Maharaj is giving a list of names of Krishna over here. Ananda Vaikuntha Mukunda Krishna.
O Lord, who are infinite,
O you who are the master of the abode that is free from all anxiety, O you are the giver of liberation, O you who are the all-attractive Supreme Lord, O who you give pleasure to the senses, O who are bound by the love of your devotees, O you who are the abode of sweetness, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. These are the meanings of the name Ananta Vaikuntha Vikunda Krishna Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. These seven names. And the previous verse also gives a list of names. And he says these names are so meaningful and joyful. And yet, Vaktum Samarthopi Navakti Kaschid. Although Vaktum Samartho, I have the capacity to chant these holy names, but Navakti Kaschid. I am still not chanting these holy names. And if I don't chant the holy names, what was going to happen? Aho Jananam Yasanabhimukhyam Jananam. Oh foolish people, if you don't chant the holy names, what will happen to you? Yasanabhimukhyam. You will be devoured by danger. Abhimukhyam. So actually, what is the danger over here? All of us have our past conditionings. All of us have our immoral desires. All of us have our animalistic drives. And these are all pushing and pulling and dragging and belting us towards sinful activities. All this happens not at the physical but the mental level. And so we also need protection from this at the mental or inner level. And if we don't if we take shelter of the holy name and sort of cover our consciousness with remembrance of Krishna, then Krishna acts as the armor and the material desires that are goading and whipping us towards immoral activities can have no effect on us. But when, because of lethargy or apathy, we don't chant the holy names, we don't use our power of speaking to chant Krishna's names, then we put aside the armor that we have been given by Krishna. And imagine a war going on in which the warrior just takes off his armor and stands in front of the enemy. The enemy is going to grab that opportunity to wound and possibly finish off the warrior over there. Similarly, when we don't take shelter of the holy name, then we inevitably get caught by our temptations which come from the mind, and they impel us towards regrettable and sometimes even abominable activities. So, aho jananam vyasana vimukhyam. When you have the capacity to protect yourself, why are you embracing danger? So this is a very good contemplation for us, because we often think of danger only in physical terms. We may want to have a proper security in our house, so thieves don't break in. We want to have proper security for our bank account so that nobody steals the money. But ultimately our happiness depends not so much on these things as it depends on the state of our consciousness. And thieves breaking there and stealing away our devotional assets, our attraction towards Krishna, is a very real possibility. If we recognize this danger and understand how the chanting of the holy names is not just any ordinary religious ritual, it is a vital survival measure for us. It is an indispensable security arrangement for protecting our devotional assets. Of course, the chanting of the holy names is much more than that. It not only protects our treasure, it increases our treasure. It increases our attraction to Krishna more and more. But at the basic level, if we remember this, then it can bring gravity and intensity in our chanting of the holy names. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.